Muslim residents of New Jersey have filed a lawsuit against a ruling that allows U.S. police to spy on their activities. Two civil rights groups, namely Muslim Advocates and the Center for Constitutional Rights, are going to present their appeal before the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. They argue that last year's ruling from a district judge gives police the authority to violate Muslim civil rights. The case involves the New York Police Department's decision to spy on Muslim groups at restaurants and schools. Lawyers for the civil rights groups say the police surveillance program perpetuates a malignant stereotype of Muslims as a danger to society.
Thank you.
For more on that story, political commentator Dr. Randy Short joins us now from Washington. Dr. Short, it's great to have you with us. Please tell us more about this lawsuit and, in essence, what it opposes.
Well, they're opposing the unjust right to be surveilled and monitored. This isn't something that's supposed to happen, but of course it is happening, and it has been happening, and this has been just a trend since 9/11.
Do you believe that this action carried out by the Muslim Advocates and the Center for Constitutional Rights could set a precedent for other groups and other entities to follow suit and stand up against what the U.S. government is doing and what many believe is abolishing civil liberties and civil rights?
It might be a step forward, but remember, you have Patriot Act 1 and 2. You've got the NSA that does what it wants to do. And you have the National Defense Authorization Act of 2012. So they may win in the smaller courts, but ultimately, we've approached a point where you've got police state management of people, and Muslims and African Americans and others are being criminalized and systematically scripted to be violated. How it's changed is going to take a whole lot. But I think that they need to lock arms with other groups that are fighting. There needs to be a whole move for human rights to be defended in this country, because we've lost control or even at least the ability to influence the government from where I sit.
Thank you very much, political commentator Mr. Randy Short, joining us from Washington.